Module 3. Integrated Task. Part A. Situation. You are Louisa Tong, a reporter for the school magazine. You are responsible for conducting interviews and writing articles. You will have a total of 3 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1 to 3 before the recording begins. Task 1. You are interviewing Thomas Yip, a professor of information technology. Listen to the conversation and complete the table below.
Thank you, Professor Yip, for taking the time to meet me today.
It's my pleasure. QR code readers are an interesting topic. They are becoming more common and popular these days.
What does QR stand for exactly?
Quick response. And though QR code readers for smartphones were just invented in 2011, the technology dates back to 1994.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But for smartphones, like I said, they were just introduced in the spring of 2011.
Have there been other code readers used in the past?
Yes. Back in 1999, there was an invention called the QCAT. It was a complete failure and not popular at all.
I've never heard of it. What was it called again?
QCAT. You never heard of it because it wasn't popular.
Tell me about QCAT. What was it?
It was a plastic device that looked like a cat. It was used to scan barcodes on products and then direct users to the company websites.
Plastic and look like a cat. You said it can scan barcodes on products and direct people to the company websites. It seems quite useful, isn't it?
But that was not popular at all.
Okay. And does a QR code reader do the same thing?
The QR code readers today are a software that can be installed in smartphones. With the camera phone and the software, you can scan QR codes.
Where can I find these QR codes?
You can see them on any objects where users might need information, For example, magazines, signs, and advertisements. It can be used as a promotion tool sometimes.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing a QR code on a lucky draw poster. I guess by scanning it using a camera phone, people can visit the websites that give information about the event.
Exactly. Just like what you've said, it can display texts and contact information and link to wireless networks.
Wow, that's great!
Yeah, it's a great piece of software, and even better, it has the error correction function.
Oh, what does that mean?
Sometimes there are art designs in the QR codes that may affect the decoding work. In the past, such artwork would cause an error. With the error correction function, we can read the codes without any problems.
Oh, that's really good. And I've heard that the QR code reader is free.
That's right. So it's gaining wide popularity these days.
And what about QCAT? Is it free too?
No, if I remember correctly, it costs $9.
$9? That's expensive.
Yes, the reviews were not very positive.
On the other hand, QR code readers are very common these days, and people find them very convenient and informative.
Yes, I think QR readers are here to stay.
Well, thank you, Professor Yip. It has been very informative for our readers. This is the end of Task 1.